All right. Again, everybody, it's 3:22. Today is Sunday, the 18th of September, and this is the official meeting of the Ohio State General Assembly. We have just voted Susan C. as our emergency scribe for today's meeting. At this time, who would like to start us off with a prayer?
Father, we thank you for gathering us together safely here today, and we ask for your blessings on us, and we recognize you as the source of all wisdom and order and governance, and we invite your governance and your perfect plan in, and your spirit to lead us and guide us in discussing the topics that we have and electing new officers. So have your way with us, Lord God.
Thank you. At this time, we'll be silent for 15 seconds for reflection. Thank you, everybody. I'll read the Bivens three times. This meeting's private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that's an agent or law enforcement member of a federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Second time for the Bivens. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, city, township agencies present? And a third time for the Bivens. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? And that's a no. All right. So we're going to do a quick roll call. I'll just start with myself. And again, this will be an easy roll call. I am Ross with Summit. Susan, go ahead. Just go
around. Susan with Tuscarawas.
Mark with Tuscarawas.
Michael with Adams.
Aaron Licking.
Michelle Tusk.
Victor Tusk.
John
Lincoln.
Christina Summit.
All right, great. Did somebody get a count for me?
Nine
of us in attendance. We have a quorum, everybody. We're going to get the meeting started. A motion to open new business is what's requested at this time.
I'm going to open new business.
I second.
Okay. All right, so our new business today is our vote. Right now, we have established officers. We have Gary as the Chief Justice. We have Ross, me, as the moderator. We don't have a scribe. We don't have a bailiff. We do have a chair position that was recently filled. I don't know that we need to re-vote for the chair position. So, any comments?
I know that we talked last week about potentially myself get a position of being nominated for a different position. I do not have time to do anything more. I feel like I barely have time to do this. I have some huge fires that I'm trying to put out, so I think I'm going to sit tight if that's okay with everyone.
Right, you're happy with your position
Wait,
as chair?
I want to make sure that that's okay with everyone, because if you guys think that I should be doing something different and somebody else can, someone else wants to step up, I'm all about everyone's voice being equal here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Bailiff does what?
Make sure that the meeting runs according to Robert's rules. You keep the count. And if anyone is waxing poetic, you call them on their 3-minute limit.
So,
scribe is basically the secretary and
So she has the chair. Right now we have a public relations committee.
Oh, okay.
Public
affairs committee. And so we created this office, right? And so Christina is now an officer as she is the chair of the committee. So does anybody here Right. I want to hear from you. Does anybody here want to participate at a state level and, you know, perhaps be a bailiff or a scribe or a moderator or a chief justice? You know, the only requirement would be to attend.
Gary's going to.
I know. I'm just. I just want to announce.
There's no need to try and fill chairs, but I still have people, he's okay. Eventually, he's going to find a way to participate in however he can, and we're all going to be grateful for that. But right now, that's my interjection from Dave. We don't need to start playing musical chairs unless everybody feels like something's on fire and we need to do that. It's Dave's opinion that we can just stay the course. We have seats that need to be filled, and anybody who wants to roll up their sleeves, give it a shot.
Christina, what is your present position called?
I am chair of the Public Affairs Committee. It's public affairs, not public relations. Public relations is the cheerleader. So, I get to talk about fun stuff. Public affairs is everything.
I'm not getting any feedback here. So as moderator and with the purpose of moving this meeting around.
Ross.
Oh.
Mark kind of here.
Oh.
Yeah. I appreciate the offer, but as moderator in Tuscarawas, the things that's going on, and as busy as I am, even though I'd like to be more involved at state level, I just feel that I couldn't do it and give it the honest effort that needs to be done. So, but I appreciate the offer, but I'm not going to go there.
I think we should describe the positions a little bit more. I mean, the scribe has a little bit more than just taking notes. There's
right.
a certain process in that. And then the what are the essential ones that we need to maintain operation?
Well, so we need a scribe because we have to have an official scribe. It's not just the person who's responsible for taking minutes. I correct me if I'm misspeaking, but that the scribe is also tasked with holding the archives, is all the paperwork.
Currently, that's the rule, is that the scribe maintains the archive.
So there's... Because we've had this discussion many times in the last 3 months, and I've talked to Adrian, and we've had many conversations about backing ourselves up with recorded minutes, and the way I've done it for our committee meetings is I recorded it. So I took notes during the meeting, I recorded it, I went back, rewrote my notes, filled them in with what I heard other people say. Yeah, and as far as having the final version handwritten, I don't think you have to be able to take shorthand and take it all at once. I mean, now that we have these other ways that we can back ourselves up, it becomes a lot easier.
And the rule set for that is us. I mean, we decide
exactly
what we're gonna do with that. So.
Exactly, as long as the final version is handwritten. Or in my case, for our meetings that we've been having for the committee, is I've typed it up, and I know that I typed it up and I sign it, and I keep a hard copy with my signature. It's on my computer, so it's there with the recording. I think I'm not sure what everyone would be concerned about at the state level, but as far as the committee goes, I know that I have those records backed up.
Yeah, I don't know what our bylaws say. About that, but that would, I mean, the nebulous rules are not nebulous. I mean, they're in our bylaws.
Right.
It's not Robert's rules or whatever,
right.
Necessarily, unless we've agreed. And Robert's rules says something about what is the scribe doing.
Do we have the bylaws handy?
I published them on.
Okay, so they're on top.
But right now, we know Kim will lend a hand and be.
Right.
Continue to help out as scribe.
But scribe is a really important. We don't have a meeting without a scribe.
Right.
What are the others? We
need a scribe and a moderator. I'm willing to be scribe or moderator. I'm willing to do either position.
And then do we need anything else?
Just the two.
We get by without a bailiff.
Third person for a quorum.
Because the meetings are small.
I recall reading in the bylaws that we have to have a scribe and a moderator and a third person for a quorum.
Yeah, it's been so long, I don't recall.
Yeah, so we read through them like two or three times. We were at Seneca Lake like a month ago, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to keep Cross as moderator.
I second that motion. There we go.
All right. Well,
3 seconds.
I'd like to make a motion to keep Michael as treasurer. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, second motion.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, hold on. We gotta get caught up.
Okay.
Who seconded Ross?
Victor seconded Ross. I made the motion.
Do we address your position because it's only been a month?
Well, I think when Gary was on the call, when Gary Army volunteered me, I am certain that immediately after that there was discussion about how with elections coming in a month that this position was going to be grandfathered in.
Okay.
Although I really feel that it's appropriate at this point to, you know, take a vote or whatever. I'm not trying to skate through on anything here.
Good idea, right?
We
so,
just do it.
For, you want to say it? Who wants
all
to
right,
say it?
I nominate Christine for the Public Affairs Committee.
Chair.
Not relations, yeah. Okay, chair. Yeah.
I second it.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So, as Robert's rules go, we've just renewed all of our elected officer positions. We did not address Chief Justice, did we?
Other than the fact that
it's not essential.
Well, we don't need to make a change. That's
right.
That's,
yeah, right. And I think the term, I stand corrected. I think the term is like 3 years or 4 years. His term isn't up, is the thing.
Right.
Okay. So it's.
Well, Dave and I had a conversation specifically about this. And in terms of what are the required positions for meetings and a quorum and, you know, to run the assembly. And Dave pointed out that Gary's position is unique to the Ohio State General Assembly in that it is not a critical position that every assembly requires. We are fortunate enough to be blessed with his knowledge and experience, and that's why Dave specifically created this position in our assembly.
So, any further questions on the Chief Justice position? Okay. So, go ahead.
Who seconded, Ross moved to keep Michael as treasurer, but who seconded that?
Victor. Thank you, Victor.
And then who seconded for keeping Christina as public?
Victor was quick on the second.
Thank you.
Victor came here serious.
So this wraps up our new business topic here, which was the main reason we came here. I want to open the floor. Any other? Go ahead.
Who's our scribe? Nobody.
Ross, pause. Do we have a volunteer for scribe even on a temporary basis? Because Kim is only willing to be pro tem. She's made it clear that she just doesn't feel like she has the time to be the official scribe. I guess we're going to continue.
I know.
We have a quorum here today, everybody. We've gotten by in the last 6 months without a scribe. We do the emergency, bring in.
As annoyed as Gary and Dave are that we don't have a scribe, I think that, I could scribe knowing that we have the recordings as backup.
But you already have an officer position.
Exactly. Who needs to sleep? But it's, I think that it's not a catastrophe like it used to be before we had the ability to record things.
That's up to you guys. That's how it was supposed to be happening, and the backup person.
The backup to the backup has had life happen, and she's not able to help. So.
I talked to Adrienne today, and she said she wants to get back on the calls. Okay.
What's a name names.
Well, no, because she was there. She's been on the road. We're talking about candidates here.
Right.
So.
We've had a bunch of people step up and, you know, be diligent, and we're grateful for that. And I don't want to go.
All right. Well, so my, go ahead.
I think those positions like that, you know, are great, but some people like me are just not qualified.
Well,
no way I can do anything.
Look, so I have a document template that I use for our minutes. And if the person moderating follows their agenda diligently, there's like two or three spaces where you fill in the blanks.
So,
and if you have a recording, it's a lot easier.
You should send that to Susan.
It seems. Well, I mean.
I'll
happily share it with everyone because I think once you see it, you'll realize this isn't as daunting a task as it is when you just have a blank piece of paper and you're trying to keep up with what everyone's saying. Yes, ma'am.
I had a terrible issue last Tuesday trying to get audio. I don't know why I can't. One time I can.
Just can't.
One time I can't. I don't understand what's going on there. I don't feel like I can communicate in these meetings routinely.
You mean getting on the meeting?
It was some technical.
I can get on there, but I can't be heard.
I think we need a new computer. That's what I think.
Okay. So is it isolated to our meetings? Is it isolated to Telegram?
It's the only time I ever do it. I
don't
do anything else. Okay.
Is it, you got a 286 or a 386? Just a joke, and he got it. Okay.
Well, our computer's fairly new. I think it's 6 years old.
Okay.
There you go.
It's been there a while.
You guys got a million of them. All the dad jokes are just rolling out.
It's an inspiring 1100.
No, so the reason that I brought that up is because when I was in Seneca Lake for, like a month, and I know that there were a bunch of times where you guys would be pointing out, yeah, we can't hear you, and you're cutting out. And it sounds fine on my end, but you guys couldn't tell what I was saying. So is it the location? Maybe?
I don't know.
I think it's the computer.
Did you try it on your phone and see if your phone's any better? I did not try it on the phone. Because I can't even test it out because that's the only thing I Zoom to.
Oh,
so
well,
that's
well come on our tomorrow night call at 6:30 and use that as a test.
Yeah.
No. You can get on your computer and on your phone at the same time.
You can?
Yeah.
Ross does it all the time.
It's helpful.
That's why some meetings you'll come on and he'll show Ross Marley twice. Well, which one of you is talking?
So one thing I did notice is that when I go back to the old links, I can't get on.
Oh, okay.
But when you send, then you end up sending a new one, and then I have to send that from my phone, which is so weird, to my computer. I have to email it to myself, and then I can get on it. Even though he emailed it, I can't get it on the first time on my computer. I got to go to my phone. Because I can't see it on my phone, it's so small.
The digital soldier figured it out. I love it.
Well, and I couldn't get on last week's call for that same reason. I went to the link, and the link wasn't working, and then I finally checked a different link that I've been waiting for the host to start the meeting for 40 minutes. I'm like, it's 10 after. This is wrong. This is clearly wrong. So.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
I have an address to the public relations chair, not affairs. Oh, is it? It's affairs.
Affairs is the good and the bad.
Okay.
Relations is just the good stuff.
Okay.
Which I would love to just eat the frosting off the cake, but frankly, that's just not going to work for all of us.
So,
too much sugar for me.
There you go. Okay.
There's the thing that we're just discussing, new people could know about, put this link into your calendar. Therefore, you can pull it up on your phone, you can pull it up on your computer, maybe easier.
I have someone who's trying to coach me through using Google Calendar, and I have to be honest, I'm kind of a donkey on this one, and he's dragging me towards the water. But
could be
I'm getting there.
Is that looking at
what? Yeah, I mean, there's all these calendars.
Yeah,
ultimately, our website calendar would be the best. Our website events.
Back to the website.
When you go to our website, we hope to see a solid events and say, oh, Tuesday night, click here for. Go ahead.
Should we have a meeting where someone comes and teaches us how to do all this so we can get up to speed instead of trying to.
That's what I think should be on the. That's what.
So let's make sure that gets written down because it'll
right. What a technical workshop. You like that idea?
Yeah, technical workshop. So and
they can be recorded and just online, and they can watch it at 3 in the morning.
I don't even know how to get on to the account, the other account, not Rumble, but whatever.
BitChute or
Telegram.
So. All right, so again, we're kind of talking about other new business items here. Obviously, she was talking technical. Any other new business items to discuss, you know, outside of what we've already covered here in the meeting?
No, but there's a topic that just came up that I need to interject. You don't need to write this down.
Okay.
So this is Rambo, and now you guys see exactly why many times in the call I'll be saying, can you mute me? Because either he's quiet or he's... very, very vocal. This is our little mascot.
So, well, with that, if there's no more points, we can wrap up this meeting if there's no more points of discussion.
Wait for people to ask.
How did Thursday go?
Fantastic. Did you hear she was there. And Franklin may have a moderator out of this. We met a gentleman named Stuart, STL, what is it, Lewis? Stuart, he did this once and he's trying to do it again. He's trying to get one person in all 88 counties of Ohio on a particular day, that person's gonna read the Bible out loud. And so he did this once and he's trying to get another one again. He was at this meeting of the COCO, right? Conservatives of Central Ohio. And he's just back there. And you know what? It was kind of nice. There was a football-looking guy, you know, in the room. And he got on the mic once, and he had this really belling voice. And I'm like, I like this guy, you know? So after I did my spiel, which was supposed to be 15 minutes, turned out to be, I went for about 30. Yeah, he came in after about 25, he came up to the podium. He goes, I finally have a solution. And if your Franklin County needs a moderator, I want to be the moderator. And we did the high five and the woo-woo, and the frequency was high. So Stuart is, again, I've had him watch the Dave Roberts video so far. So this, it went very well. Licking Sarah and a couple, and we met Judy and Ray. Have you heard of Judy and Ray, everybody? I know it was a few years when they celebrated their 80th birthday. They are feisty. I love it. I really love it. They're a great, great couple. She was in the Columbus Dispatch because she was giving her local executive a hard time about it in public. He wanted to limit public speaking altogether because Judy and Ray were ruining it for them.
Oh, we need to have dinner with Judy and Ray.
But again, Sarah, who was running it, and then we had the two elected officials.
She was very interesting.
Yeah, Sabrina and Jake Warner. Yeah. They we saw light bulbs go off, didn't we? So it was a great meeting.
I think we might have people on Thursday.
So we're going to all come back here Thursday again. Thanks, Doc. Mm-hmm. Thursday is going to be a big deal. I'm going to try and make it, right? Mm-hmm.
So did you give them, did you get response for did you give them their email? Did you have
your I went home and actually immediately began the dialogue with Sarah. I've been in New York for the last 2 days.
I was wondering, Sarah's okay, so she can send it out to
everybody. I did share. Did I share the audio with you? I mean, you heard it.
No, but so. I mean, the first meeting.
You shared it with me. I thought.
Oh, okay.
Kathy got up and stood up and gave everybody her phone number.
Uh-huh.
And she gave her email. So, you know, I think they've got that too.
Oh,
so,
okay.
A couple of times. So, hopefully.
Obviously, the only negative was that I didn't have a website for them to go to and start entering contact information.
Which is a beautiful segue to the fact that we had a conversation earlier on our way down here with the gentleman who is going to privately web host us. He's going to custom create the website according to exactly everything we tell him that we want. The price is almost to the dollar of what we were paying for Wix, except it's a private server. This guy's going to hold my hand and get us exactly what everybody says. This is how I want it to work. This is what I want to see. We will ideally get him the information on the URLs that will still work for us. And we should have at least a page that says, bear with us, our website's under construction. Send us an email by Tuesday.
So, again, it all ties together. Everything we do seems to tie together here. Great, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I have something I'd like to talk about, but it doesn't need to be in the minutes.
Unless anybody has any other new business items, we can adjourn this meeting.
We could motion to close new business. Okay.
All right. So, can
motion
I get a
to close new business?
Second.
All right. Okay. All right. So motion it's up to Susan who was first there.
Well, it was Victor and Michael, and then I motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. Well,
and it's what time?
So right now the time is the 3:47 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Our next meeting will be on the 28th. Today's the 18th. So I need 27th. It's going to be Tuesday the 27th, everybody. Let me just confirm that. We're going to skip because we instead of the meeting on the 20th, we're meeting now. So this meeting's adjourned until the 27th. We're going to do an online Zoom meeting as we always done. So we're going to, instead of having a 7-day break between meetings, we'll have a 9-day break between meetings. Look forward to seeing everybody online if you can make it. I look forward to seeing Doc on Thursday. This will be great. Will Josh be here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. Mark, Susan, any final comments here? I mean, the meeting's closed. Meeting's adjourned. She's done with the minutes. Okay.
We had the Tuscarawas County Committee of Safety had requested some help, basically through a video or a recording of some kind, to help us introduce new people to this. We had a lady that we met actually at a concert, and she brought about 4 or 5 people. And anyhow, it was an introduction meeting, and they got scared off. I thought the husband was going to join us, but one of the things that they didn't like was taking an oath.
Mm-hmm.
Care for the oath. The Bivens kind of set them back, and it was kind of hard that night to talk about our committee of safety with all the other stuff going on. And we thought that maybe we could have from Dave, I think Dave said he was going to do something about that. But my whole point to that is how is growth? I mean, at the state level, we understand, across the state, how is growth? We are struggling for growth, and I don't know why. I'm just trying to, does anybody have any ideas, something new, something, what we're doing wrong? I don't know.
Tuscarawas is doing everything right, in my opinion. B, Tuscarawas County can probably get most things done with just 5 people.
Yeah.
And I know you got 3, maybe more than 3 over there. People who want to put in a lot of time. Again, Gary had kind of coached us with these words. He says, look, I just need 5 people in each county that are willing to kick it open. And you know, we don't have his consult, I know what he was talking about, and I know that if we can really get the wheels spinning. So our website, we want to address your issue. We want to be able to, we tried to do that with the other website. Michael, you recall, like, new members, you know, we'll go here and watch this hour and 42 minute video from Dave Roberts. That's not going to be the best in most worlds.
Not probably that long, though.
Right. And so, you know, this is something that the committee, we meet on Mondays. Yeah, go ahead.
The hour and 42 minute video, Dave and I have had several conversations in the last month. He's going to redo those videos to be much, much shorter. I'm pushing for 7 minutes max, but you know, it's from an hour and 42 minutes, that's going to be a huge pare down. But he does know that you know, it needs to be updated. He's finessed things quite a bit and, you know, spun up some other states recently, and I think that he's compress the information, and the FAQs are a lot clearer to him now. So,
well, the reason I bring that up is because I know, I heard somewhere, it was said that you need to grow, and we do need to grow, because we need committees to have people on a committee to go certain areas. because when you're limited to four or five, you know that you're going to be an officer to maybe somebody better at moderating. There may be somebody better at scrapping. So we need people. Actually, we need to grow. We need to take over the state of Ohio with these committees. So my concern has really been, if there's somebody that has something, some new way outside of one-on-one, I tell people, if every time you come to a meeting, bring one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just bring one. It's a struggle. Mm-hmm. If everybody brought one and they joined, and that meeting you've doubled yourself. And the next time half of them brought one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're half of that. You have growth.
Right.
But our growth, for some, I don't know if it's our message. I don't know if somebody knew how to make growth.
There is help, and it is our 6:30. It's gonna go to 6:15. It's our onboard meeting. That's the 40. It'll be a 45-minute meeting before our official meeting. So to share the Zoom link, this is for non-papered members who want to learn about us because they're pragmatic. Carla, right? She's over at. I saw her at Coco. Carla has been coming on board, and when I saw her Thursday, she's like, yeah, I'm ready to, she didn't say, I want to take the oath when I see you Thursday, but the amount of questions that was between her and making that decision are much reduced, and it has to do with that onboard meeting. So, you know, we offer that at the state level, which is the one-on-one. Okay, hey. You want to ask specific questions? You want to talk to people at the state level?
The reason I ask that is because when people show up in our meetings, and I already mentioned it, we don't want to bring up conspiracy theories like, you know, the bank's going to crash next week.
Right.
You know what I mean? And all of this stuff that doesn't belong, in my opinion, not at our committee of safety.
Right.
What we want to do when people come in is we want to show them who we are, what we are, and what we're doing. Nothing else. I don't want anything else going on. And I think that when we get off into this conspiracy theory with new people, I think we're losing them. So that was one of the reasons we discussed that if we could get something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something like Dave would do. Like, because I know he's much better at than I am, to do the nuts and bolts, and this is what we are, where we come from, this is what we stand for. You know, we are the number one first government, we the people. Something like that, instead of trying to get into all of this other stuff, I don't think it's necessary. And I think that may be why we had an issue losing those four people. We kind of got sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anything bad or personal bitch anybody, but I think we need to, I don't know, you tell me what you think, but I think if you have new people, we decided that our business stopped. We're going to address these new people, but I need... some kind of forum? Yeah. Does that
right.
make
a
sense?
A curriculum?
I mean,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead.
So we got
one
three.
Thing I'm going to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is going to be real quick. I know she said 7 minutes. People are intrigued. You should have 15. Seven is way too short because you're going to lose a lot of good information that you need for these people. No. 15 should be the sweet spot because if you go over that, people are like, well, I don't know, I have enough time. If you go under that, you're going to lose a lot. I remember one class I had that had it as long as you made a 15-minute presentation, you kept people enticed, but didn't make them go, oh my gosh, why am I doing this because how long it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the 15-minute mark is the key factor.
Mm-hmm. Good
so point. The seven, I think she needs a double.
I think you're right, but I think incorporated in that 15 minutes, if you had a 7 or 8 minute thing that explained what it is and what we're doing, all that, then the next 8 minutes could be answered questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I'd
say 90 seconds. I mean, you know, the sales trainers
the
and all that.
Elevator
spiel. Get your elevator spiel down in about 90 seconds or so, and that can be, if it's program, if you detail, you outline what you're going to say, because it was a 15-minute recorded thing, we have to be really fast on delivery of information, and there should be like the, you tell them what you're going to tell them, you know, what we preachers are told, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them.
Yeah.
You know,
well, we joined the first night, because Dave was there. Dave came and he made a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
His presentation, I can tell you, was probably 15 minutes, maybe. But I mean, it was so much information.
Right.
Bam. We didn't know what we were getting into. We came and we joined that night. So yeah. I'm thinking that you can't go too long.
Did you say 15 or 50?
I don't know, maybe 15 minutes. He went, okay. He went through detail about who and what and how and why the committees of safety are important. And he kind of went back to a history, and it was very intriguing. It was like, because we had no idea where we were going. You know, somebody said something about wave people fight back. We said, all right, let's go check it out. And we got out, and I'm thinking, okay, all right. I believe that we are truly the first branch of government. I believe we the people have control and all that. And he explained it in such a way, it's like, look, you have the control. We have it. So I thought, all right, let's join this outfit. Let's have a set. It's hard for me, and I don't know about anybody else, when you have new people, because I'm not Dave Roberts. I don't have all that up here. So if you had, I guess what I'm trying to do, you had some kind of forum, somebody to follow, something to listen to, then when they ask questions, you can elaborate on it.
Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. You even have something to click on to go to it.
I just let it
like
let
you have 15 as main, and then, okay, well, I want to be more in-depth in this spot. Well, then you go to this area.
Right.
But that's after we have our website. Once we have our website, I think everything will go much smoother.
Right.
But right now, without our website, then it's all just kind of a shot in the dark.
Well, a website's great, but I'm telling you, if I hadn't been in front of Dave, if I'd heard it on a website, it's completely different than sitting in front of somebody and you answer the question. Or you answer the question. Susan.
All right, man, go ahead. We're going to let Aaron just pipe. Go ahead, Aaron.
I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just when you're on the website, of course it's different than, you know, in person. You get to actually, you know, you're more likely to hear the passion, you see the body language, there's so much more, you know. So the bottom line is, whether it's on the computer or in person, which is always better, people are scared away because they don't have a reason to have responsibility. If they're leaving with more questions than answers, which happens whenever it's too short, that's what was discussed, or overwhelmed, which happens if it's too long, you know, and there just has to be, you have to figure out a way, which is, I think, is part of our committee, our new committee.